We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQM. Leroy will be back tomorrow. Very excited to see my guy again. I was out last week. I didn't see him today. I did like seeing J-Fig and Marcos, though. It's good to see you guys.
Hey, man. Happy to see you, dude.
Yeah, appreciate it, dude. Thank you.
Nice to have you back. We missed you.
I appreciate it. I am still sweating daiquiris from the vacation, but I got to get back to business. Before we get to our guest here, Marcos, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Indeed, it is currently partly cloudy. Winds light at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Don't see any planes. I'm just going to say they're coming from the winds are coming from the south.
It sounds and like a, what are you, a pirate?
Yes. 70...
Why are you guessing?
Degrees. Yeah, what? No. Doesn't Leroy guess?
No, he's a golfer. No. All right, dude, well, that's look, why
I
we
said
go to
79 degrees.
Isn't it pretty accurate all the time?
Forget yeah, you. Okay. Enough.
And that's your weather.
Let's get to our guest here, right? On the Toyota of Hollywood guest line shop, where 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Marlins pitcher Jesus Luzardo joining us here on the show as we're getting ready for opening day. We're going to be out there at opening day coming up on Thursday as they're taking on those dastardly New York Mets. I hate the New York Mets. God, do I. I just...
Yeah.
Ugh. You know?
Gross.
It is... it's just... There's just something about New York fans.
Ugh.
You know? Jesus probably knows what I'm talking about. Let's get him on. Hello, Jesus. How are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Look, man, you grew up down here. You hate the Mets fans as much as I do?
I got a lot of friends, a lot of kids I grew up with that were Mets fans. So I know what you're talking about, but I feel like we have a lot of Mets fans down here. Hopefully, we get more Marlins fans out there this weekend, though.
Yeah, so you know what I'm like growing up down here with the family kids who inherit their New York teams and all that. It's very annoying. It's like they got this arrogance that walks around with them the entire time, man. And I was sitting. I remember being a pro player back in the day, just surrounded by Benny Agbayani jerseys and Ray Ordonez jerseys, just annoyed to holy hell with all of them.
A lot of Yankees, Mets, a lot of Ranger fans. So you get a little bit of everything. A lot of Giants fans.
How hyped are you going in, man? This spring training winding down. You guys are a couple days out. What's the vibes like these last couple days before the season gets going?
I think everyone's really excited. We're really looking forward to starting the season. I think we have a great team in place. We added some key pieces this offseason, and I think we're just all ready to go. Excited.
I wanted to read you something from Jazz Chisholm, who posted this week on Twitter. He says, "It's so funny when I play 155 games. This year, the bandwagon is going to be so real, and I don't want to hear it. Your tweets have been bookmarked. Hashtag keep doubting. Does Jesus Luzardo keep receipts? Has he also been taking receipts on people for when he flourishes and gets to the potential that he believes he's capable of? Are you also keeping people from your bandwagon?"
I think everyone kind of keeps in the back of their mind like a little bit of fuel, to fuel their fire. But I know I had a real bad year in 21, and then obviously got hurt at times last year. But I mean, I definitely look back at times that, I feel like people doubted me and that kind of fuels my fire. I'm not really the type to keep receipts and go out and say it, but I can say that I keep a little, probably a little book in the back of my head for sure.
Yeah, attaboy. I do too. I love keeping petty receipts. It really does. It brings a joy to my heart to the people who wish bad upon me to show them up, Jesus. I think you should, man. I think it's always a healthy thing, especially for somebody in your field as competitive as you are, and everybody knows what your potential could be for this rotation. I think it's a great thing. You should you keep receipts of that every time you go out and take the mound.
Yeah, I feel like making people swallow their words is a good way to put it, and that's the way I like to view it, at least. I like to go out there and do my best and know and do what I'm able to do in my mind. And hopefully, you know, if that makes people swallow their words, then so be it.
Was there anything you did this offseason, weird or unconventional, to try and get yourself a little bit better? Anything different that you tried going into this year to just improve upon some things?
I wouldn't say I really changed all that much. The only thing I really changed up, I didn't really take much of a break from throwing. Usually I'd take like 8 weeks off just completely. For those 8 weeks, I wasn't like throwing hard or nothing, but kept my arm moving, kept flipping the ball back and forth for probably 60, 75 feet for the most part. So something to look forward to for me. I feel like it kept my arm in better shape going into the year. So hopefully able to stay healthy for all 162.
Being around spring training a lot or at the beginning a lot, seeing you guys, the work you guys put in, you have a guy like Sandy Alcantara to model yourself after seeing the season that he just had. What are the things that, I guess, you know, you got to be your own type of guy for sure, but what are the things that you take away from the way that he goes about his business that you find beneficial?
I think Sandy just leads by example, and I think that's the most beneficial part. You know, he's not going to go and talk about, you know, why he's so good or, you know, what makes him so great. He kind of just shows you, whether it's in the weight room or when you watch his bullpens, how much or how meticulous he is and how not perfect he tries to be, but how he goes about his work and how hard he focuses on everything he does. And I think that goes a long way, and just how he has such a calm demeanor, and he's real quiet about his success. He's not going to, you know, after a good game, he's not going to come in and put it in your face. He kind of just goes about his business like any other day, and that, I think that's what makes him great.
What is Jesus Luzardo thought of the rule changes this year? Do you like the pitch clock?
I don't mind it. It doesn't really have an effect on me, I think. I think it might be good for the game. It'll be good for the fans, kind of keep fans more entertained and a quicker paced game. I think it's going to be an adjustment period for a lot of guys as well, especially going into the year. Now, you know, the stats start to count. People's jobs are on the line. So some guys try to take a little more time, think a little bit more, and that might get them in trouble. So we'll see how the adjustment goes, but I personally do not mind it.
Who do you think it's going to affect more? Because there are very annoying batters who take a long time with their batting gloves and their whole deal. Do you feel like it's going to affect more pitchers, or do you feel like hitters are going to have to get used to just being ready to get going?
I feel like it'll be a hitter for sure. Just more, especially if it's like a ninth inning game and it's a real close game and, you know, you're getting down into September, you know, for a playoff race, and it's a big at bat, guys on base. Some guys might try to, you know, call time, take a step. They need to take a breath, like really try to think along with the pitcher. And then, I mean, if you only have 15 seconds, some guys might get a little sped up.
What, has there ever been a time in your career, any level, where you just were annoyed to holy hell because a batter was taking too, he was trying to get his Nomar on, he was just taking way too long?
Yeah, I mean, I like to work quick, so I have for sure had some moments. I couldn't even tell you the batter. I just know I remember times of me being on the mound, being frustrated, and kind of, again, it kind of fuels my fire a little bit, makes me want to get them out a little bit more. So I'm sure, you know, some hitters probably say the same thing about me when I want to rush them, or maybe if I take my time as well.
Talking to Jesus Luzardo, Marlins pitcher. You guys got opening day coming up. We'll be out there broadcasting live coming up on Thursday, Marlins and Mets, and very much looking forward to giving all Mets fans the business, whoever's in there, and shutting them up. As Jesus Luzardo pointed out early on, this is a fan base I cannot stand. Are you excited, man? There's a lot of fun things going on in the South Florida sports landscape. Are you Canes fan? Are you watching March Madness at all? Are you keeping up with that stuff? And if so, how much are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it a lot, yeah. I mean, I grew up in South Florida. I was supposed to go to the University of Miami before signing. So I'm a Canes fan through and through. football, basketball, baseball. So I'm watching March Madness, just keeping up with. I was watching the women's team and the men's team yesterday. So I'm rooting for them in the Final Four here.
It's nutty, right? Like to think the Canes are finally in a Final Four. Jim Larranaga getting it on the anniversary of him taking George Mason to the Final Four. Like, I was watching that game yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, man, it doesn't feel like this. It just felt at times like this wasn't going to be their day because Texas couldn't miss. But when it started turning around, like, they snowballed it, man. It was such an impressive comeback.
Yeah, no, I felt like, I mean, I put the game on. I was watching with some friends. All of a sudden, they were down a bunch. I go outside. I was cooking, and then I come back in maybe like 3-4 minutes later, and they're like down four. So, I mean, it was – they definitely snowballed it, and I mean, that's what they got to do, just keep it rolling. But I'm definitely pulling for them. So, and I mean, I'm pulling for FAU as well. I live maybe 15, 20 minutes from that campus, so I have a lot of friends, a lot of family that actually went there as well.
Yeah, it's such a cool thing to see down here, and we got so many things going on between this, the playoffs between the Panthers and Heat starting up, you guys starting up. You know, Dolphins are always kind of in the landscape. Are you a big Dolphins fan as well?
Big Dolphins fan and Panther fan as well.
To a believer or to a skeptic? Where are you? What does Jesus Luzardo?
I'm a believer. I just hope he stays healthy. And, you know, obviously health is the most important thing. And for anyone, but especially, I mean, an athlete and the guy, you know, dealing with the concussions and stuff like that. But, I mean, if he comes back healthy, ready to go, I'm definitely a Tua believer. I think he could take this team a long way.
Plus, you got the lefty connection, and so you got to stick together, Jesus.
No, I'm a fan. Yeah, I've watched him. I was a fan since he was over at Bama. I feel like he's overcome a lot with the hip stuff, with a couple other injuries. So I'm definitely pulling for him.
We're pulling for you, man. We can't wait for opening day coming on up. Best of luck to you in the season. People think, you know, this is going to be the real breakout year for you, Jesus, and we can't wait to watch it. That'd be a hell of a story for you to do it for your hometown team. And best of luck this season, man, and good health along the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
There you go. Jesus Luzardo joining us here on the program. We are looking forward to being out at opening day. I am looking forward to heckling Mets fans.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You mentioned that you have to quiet them. Did they tell you, hey, Tobin, we need you to shut them up? Like, are you going to be berating them? Like, I need some sort of details.
I'm not giving you details.
You know what? You just got to show up and find out. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I'm not giving you details. How about you got to sit there for the surprise, dude?
I like that. Well, I'm going to be there. Oh, feel like you're a little aggressive.
Oh, man. I like talking to Jesus. That'd be a cool story. Like a South Florida guy through and through. And there's been some cool success stories of local guys who have done good for the mall, Mike Lowell, Gabby Sanchez, Alex Fernandez, plenty of guys like that. But like, man, you know, you always root for the hometown guys coming in and doing big things here, and you know, struggled in that initial trade, but you know, last year went healthy, looked decent, and I think people really do believe in what he's capable of doing. This is a good pitching staff, man.
Yeah,
a good pitching staff. If these sticks can come together,
starting to come together, Charlie.
They are, though. They really are.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
There's an energy, at least, around the Marlins that feels
a vibe.
Different.
I think it has to do with Skip Schumacher's arm sleeve. Tattoo.
It has to be.
I think that's what it is.
Skip.
I'm not messing with that, dude.
The power of the tattoos.
Sneaky handsome.
Yep. Sneaky handsome.
That guy is good looking.
He is a handsome fella. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm driving.
Roll the window down. Give me a honk. Yeah!
Little bit nipply this morning.
Nipply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.